laws of Kibud Avaim, honoring parents, and especially today on Father's Day, it's a very appropriate lesson. So in Judaism, every day is Father's Day. You have to obey, respect, and honor your father every single day. Honoring parents is a mitzvah every single day. Right? It's a mitzvah 365 solar days. 24/7 mitzvah to honor. And how is it between honor and respect? Honor is feeding them, clothing them, helping them, shopping, running, whatever, all the errands, but with their money, not your money. If they don't have money, then you got to spend.
Right.
If you don't have money either, you don't have to go collecting. You know? That's number one, that's honor. Respect is listening to them. Not saying you're right, Dad. Not saying you're wrong, Dad. Not sitting in their place, not standing in their place, not contradicting what they say. So we are continuing talking about honor. Chayav lechabdo. A person has to honor their parents. Afilu achar moto. Even after the father died. Even after the mother died. How? Hayom me davar shvuam piv. A person says something in the name of their father. Omer kach amar abba mari. Hareini kaparat mishkavo. So said my father, my master. I am atonement for his death. A person got to say about their father. Hareini kaparat mishkavo. It's a very hard. This is within 12 months. Within the first 12 months of a person's father passing away, people are going to say, I am his atonement.
What does that mean?
In other words, my life will be atoned for him, all his sins. Yeah. All my good deeds will atone for his sins. After his 12 months are up, he says, Zichrono Levracha, as we all say, Zichrono Levracha, may his memory be for a blessing. Okay, so there's a difference between within 12 months and after 12 months. Within 12 months, he says, my father, my master, I am his atonement. After 12 months of mourning, he says, my father, my master, zichrono levracha, may his memory be blessed. And there's no difference over here between mother and father, same thing applies. However, if he's writing a letter, the Ramah says, within 12 months, he does not have to write, I am his atonement. Only when you speak, he just writes, Zichrono Levracha. So today we write Zayin Lamed, Zal, right? You've seen on tombstones Zayin Lamed.
Yeah.
It's Friday we write, Alav Ayin He, Alav HaShalom. On him is a peace. It's the same, similar thing. Okay, V'yesh Ma'amirim Afilu B'Ktiva. Some people say, no, even when you're writing, Yishmach Mirim, even when you're writing a note to someone, you still say, I am his atonement within 12 months. Within 12 months of the father dying, you can say, I am his atonement. Okay, we're moving on now. What about a father, a mother goes crazy from sugar? We should never know, never know. You are not allowed to be the one to put them in a straitjacket. You are not allowed to be the one to restrain them. You got to try and behave the best you can with them. Until you feel mercy on them. If it's impossible for the son to give them honor the way they are, you should go. Leave them alone. Don't be the one to restrain them. Don't be the one, get someone else, get a nurse. Don't be the one to... It's very tragic what happens in old age. So dementia, the father's, mother, it's terrible, terrible. The son or the daughter should not be the one to restrain them. Get someone else to do the dirty work. Get someone else. You should command other people to look after them.
What happened with the father? Have problems with the alcohol or drugs?
Same thing. It's a very big problem. Let me come to it. Raviv Shava Divrei Torah. A person sees his father doing an avera. Lo yomarlo. Don't tell your father directly. Avarta Divrei Torah. Daddy, you did an avera. You can't tell your father. You can't tell your mother. You're doing an avera. How can you do this? Don't do this. Lo yomarlo abba. Tell your father indirectly. Doesn't it say in the Torah so and so? Your father is breaking Shabbat. Daddy, it says in the Torah. Zachor Yom Shabbat Nekacho. You can't say, Daddy, you're doing Avera. No, it's not kavod. You say indirectly. Daddy, isn't it written in the Torah? As if you're asking from him. Kilu shu'el mimenu, Shulchan Aruch says. Daddy, doesn't it say this in the Torah? I had a son like that. It comes to me with a book. How about, what does it say over here? yeah, you're a smart guy, okay. Okay. Yeah, I don't know what's written over there. Okay, I'll tell you now. Kiluhu shu'el mimenu. Exactly what? Like, Daddy, what's written over here? What does it say over here? So you bring him the pasuk in Parshat Yitro, Ten Commandments. Daddy, what does it say over here? Doesn't Hashem say something over here? See, it's like asking, instead of telling him, Daddy, like so-and-so, Daddy, what does it say? So, kiilu shu'el mimenu, if you're asking a question, you're not warning him. This is where the father will understand by himself and won't get upset and won't get disappointed, won't get angry, won't get ashamed, embarrassed. If the father says something wrong, you can't say, Daddy, it's not right what you said. You can't tell him directly. You have to say, Daddy, what does it say over here? Just read it. Amalu Aviv. Now we come to a very famous Shulchan Aruch over here. Amalu Aviv, Ashkeri Mayim. The father says, the son, go bring me a cup of water. And the son is busy doing a mitzvah. He's learning Torah. He's doing some other mitzvah. He's going to a funeral. Now tomorrow we have 11:30. We have to go to funeral. So the son says, I'm going to a funeral, Dad. I can't have the time. So if it's a mitzvah, if someone else can do the mitzvah, there's already 10 people. And your father's asking for a drink, your father comes first. If there's no 10 people, then you go to the mitzvah, tell your daddy, I've got to go to the mitzvah. There's no 10 people, I've got to go. When I come back, I'm going to give. So if you can do it through other people, then you do it through other people. You give it to your father, drink of water. However, if there's no one else to do it, you do the mitzvah first, and then you come back and honor your father. So that's called a mitzvah overt, a mitzvah which is impossible to do with anyone else. A mitzvah overt, it's going to pass. If you don't do it now, it's going to pass. So you do it first, and then you come back to your father. The father depends. The father says, I'm dying of thirst, of course. Of course you have to give it to him first. Of course, he's dying of thirst. I need a glass of water. I'm a bit thirsty. So, then go to the mitzvah first and run and come back. And if you're already starting in the mitzvah already, you're patur for the mitzvah. So then we have a general rule. I was sick with mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. For example, I have a shiur. And my father calls me in the middle of the shiur, Dad, come here, son, give me a glass of water. I'm in the middle of the shiur. So first I finish the mitzvah and then go to the other mitzvah. Because I'm busy in one mitzvah, I patur from the other mitzvah. However, if the mitzvah doesn't pass, in other words, you can look after your father and do the mitzvah, do look after the father first. Father comes first. Okay, we're now moving on. Yud Gimel. Talmud Torah gadol mikavod avayim. Wow, look at this. Learning Torah is number one priority, more than honoring parents. So the classic case is Rav Avadia Yosef has the question. The son says, I want to go to Israel, learn Torah. The yeshiva. Or is it Israel ready? The father says, come back right now, I need you. What do you do? Talmud Torah. No. Talmud Torah is number one. So that's Rav Avadia Yosef, right? Talmud Torah is number one. It's a merit for the son, it's a merit for the father as well. So whether you like it or not, the father's getting merits. Imagine the father says, come back. And the son says, I want to learn Torah. Every second the son is learning, it's a merit for the father as well. You can't get more kavod than that. How do you give kavod to your parents? You do mitzvah for them. Big kavod. It's automatic. They get credit in their bank account. If their son is doing a mitzvah, they're getting credit automatically. Amazing, amazing. Because they raise a son who's learning Torah. Whether they like it or not, they get credit. It's amazing. And that's how children can change their parents. It's amazing. Parents cannot change their children, but the children can change their parents. How? Because the more merit you give them, the more their soul is linked to Hashem. So automatically they start feeling something different inside. They feel different. Person's father said, bring me a glass of water, and the mother says, bring me a glass of water. Who comes first? Don't listen. Who comes first? Maniach imo, he leaves his mother. First, his father comes first. However, if she's divorced from the father, they both come first. It's only because she's married to the father, so she's subordinate to the husband. But if she's not a husband anymore, they both come first. Amazing. So now what do you do? You're stuck. You got divorced parents. This one says do this, the other one says do this. You know, mm-hmm. Satisfy them both.
Big problem.
Huh?
Big problem.
Big problem.
Coin.
Huh?
Coin.
Man, look at right now.
The answer is you can do whatever you want.
What
yeah, either way, you can't knock any rock.
What if you can't eat at the parents' house because.
What you do is you bring your own plates, you bring your own food. You do it in a covered way. You do it in a way of covered. Make Darkei Shalom. So, it's Darkei Shalom. Maybe. Some rabbis say you can break rabbinical law. I don't say that.
What do you mean by breaking rabbinical law?
In other words, some things are true from the rabbis. For example, say a guy is machmir on Chalav Yisrael. In his house, his parents don't keep Chalav Yisrael. So, it's not such a big thing. Because today, so things like that, you can be lenient in your parents' house. But, they're right there, you can't be lenient. They buy non-kosher chicken, I can't eat it. Can't touch it. Non-kosher meat, I can't eat it.
Now what about if they made the food before Shabbat or during Shabbat and let's say in Shabbat you want
to
eat
if they make it for you, asur. It's asur to eat it. You can't have any benefit from it, nor can I have benefit from it. But
so basically you have to make your own food on Shabbat.
Yeah, exactly.
Kosher.
Exactly. You have to make a Shabbat before Shabbat. You have to train them slowly, but if when they see you doing something, they'll copy you. If they're respectful, they'll copy you. They don't know. A lot of people today don't know what's involved. That's the problem. Okay, so what did we say? We said number one is, we said, if you're doing a mitzvah, and your parents say, I need you to do something, finish the mitzvah and then do it. If you have a choice of doing your parents or another mitzvah which is passing by, and there's nowhere else you can do it, the mitzvah that passes by comes first. But if you can find someone else to do the mitzvah and you can look after your parents, that comes first. Your parents come first. And then we said, if the mother says do this and the father says do this, the father comes first. But if they're divorced, you can do whatever you want. Either one comes first. Okay. Amar lo aviv la'avor divrei Torah. The father says, break a mitzvah. It's explicit in the Torah. Ish imo ve'aviv tirau ve'chapto tait ishmor. A man should fear his mother and father, but keep Shabbat. So you see over there that what? Shabbat is comes before the parents. Father, parents say, break Shabbat. No, sorry. So, and there over there, the Torah puts the mother before the father. Fear your mother before your father. Why? Because you normally respect your father, you don't respect your mother. So the Torah puts the mother first. Whereas by honor, it says the father first, because normally a person honors their mother more than their father. So the Torah reverses, puts the father first. So the father, the mother says, transgress the Torah. Pay mitzvah, say mitzvah, lota, say it's a positive mitzvah or a negative mitzvah. A filling mitzvah shall devrem, even a rabbinical mitzvah. Lo yishmala. Should listen to it. Very, very strict. So even a rabbinical mitzvah, even a law from the rabbis, you can't break for the sake of your parents. The parents say break it. I knew of a case of, it's a very tragic case. This boy was one of my relatives. He was 8 years old. And his parents would drive on Shabbat. And he decided he's not going to drive on Shabbat. So they would pull him into the car. And he would cry. No, I don't cry. No, no. And they don't care. They just shoved him in the car. It's like very tragic. But today, in the end, they all became religious. Because they see how he's striving. So in the end, he made them religious. So, Baruch Hashem. Today he's a study. He's a real study, that boy. Ready? Okay. All right. So a person not allowed to transgress any Torah law, even a rabbinical law, if the parents tell him to do it. Not allowed to. So, "Miktiv ishimo ve'avi tirah," we saw. "Ani Hashem, kolchem chayim bekvodi." Oh, everyone is obliged in my honor, Hashem says. No, they are also obliged in my honor. So your parents also obliged in my honor. Don't listen to them. Listen to me, Hashem says. Okay, now what else? "Hav tziva beno shelo lebein ploni." The father said to his son, "Don't speak to so and so. I don't like that guy. I want you to be upset with that guy as well. I'm upset with him. Don't speak to him. I don't speak to him. You don't speak to him. In our family, we don't speak to this guy." Like the, what's it called? The two families?
From Shakespeare?
McCoys and the Hatfields and the McCoys.
McCoys or the Capulets and the Montagues.
Exactly. So the tradition, the family, we don't get along with that family. Don't speak to that person. And don't forgive him. Now Ben Haya wrote Lepayes, and the son wants to make friends with him. Letzvad Aviv, and he would have made it if it was his father. Don't pay attention to your father's command. It's very hard. The father says, don't talk to that guy. Don't invite him to the wedding. You're not allowed to, you don't have to listen to your father. Why? It's Asur. It's Asur to hate other people. So don't listen to your father. So it's very hard. You can break your relationship with your father. It's terrible. It's a very hard law to keep. Your person's got to know how to do this in a way that he doesn't break his relationship with his father, his mother. The parents will get angry. I tell you, don't talk to him. Why are you talking to him? It depends. If it's a danger to you, they're warning you, don't do it because it's dangerous to you. Obviously, you're not allowed to do it. But it's because we hate the guy. Why do you hate him? I don't remember why I hate him. I hate him. Okay, well, I don't hate him. Not allowed to hate a Jew.
So if you take that to a younger form, like with bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah, and you met a family member, and it's the same principle.
Yeah, same principle.
But the people, but
if there's no good reason.
You don't, but the child has no, is friendly with the other person that they.
Right. Unless there's a good reason.
But see, there's money involved, and the kid has no involvement.
If there's money involved, there's a reason. There's a reason.
No, the guy's untrustworthy. I'm saying is, like, if the parents, like, are doing it, are I'll talk to you about it.
There's no difference between a man and a woman when it comes to honoring their parents and fearing their parents. However, a woman who's married, then it's up to her husband to give her permission. Say she says, I want to go to see visit my parents. I said, 1 second, you got to cook my food.
Say that again.
Who's going to look after me? Who's going to look after me? So the man has the rights to veto. He has the right to veto. She said, I need to go to my parents. 1 second. Oh, the laundry's over here. Well, who's going to look after the laundry? Who's going to make the beds? He has veto rights. Today, men have been emasculated, by the way. Just want you to know. You know that? You realize that? You've been emasculated. Okay. But in Shulchan Aruch, it's the same law. Shulchan Aruch says, the man has the right to tell his wife, I come first. When she gets married, she has to realize the husband is number one, and then come the parents. So it's a very important rule.
That's how they made her angry.
So, however, obviously, there's a Shalom Bayit issue. So if she's not going to listen, what are you going to do? Shalom Bayit.
Where does this rule come from?
The Gemara.
And
also,
but I mean, where what's the sources?
You want to know the source? Lamed Vav, yeah. Lamed Vav. Mishnah. Okay. Daf Lamed. Mishnah, Daf Lamed. We can get the Mishnah over here.
And also the wife Kiddushin.
Can you bring Kiddushin Daf Lamed? Tavi. Yeah, Yossi, go around and bring it.
Kiddushin.
Daf Lamed. Huh?
And also the wife comes also first and parents.
And what do you mean?
Because they say the husband comes first and the parents.
And yes, the wife of course. It says, that's the Torah says explicitly.
Kiddushin
Lamed. It says, Alken Yazov Ish Aviv Timo. Midabek Mishto, man's going to leave his parents and cling to his wife. Otherwise, the marriage is going to break down. But again, it's Shalom Bayit. Today, there's Shalom Bayit issues. But obviously, he shouldn't be a fool and be nasty to his wife. No, you can't look after your parents. My parents need my help. So obviously, a person's going to use their brains. There's halakha and there's brains. My rabbi in Israel said there's a fifth section of Shulchan Aruch. You know that?
It's strange.
What? Yeah. What's fifth section of Shulchan Aruch? Common sense. Common sense. So a person's got to have common sense. That's why Hashem gave us brains. Baruch Hashem gave us brains. I saw a beautiful Rav Shach. You know what Rav Shach says? This is Rav Shach. Rav Menachem Ben Shach. Rav Shach says, they asked him, is it good to keep on asking the Rebbe, shall I do this, shall I do that, shall I do this, shall I do that? Every little thing, some people ask the Rebbe, what shall I do, shall I do this? He said, they're lazy people. So what? Let them think for themselves. Hashem gave them a brain. Of course, if halakha, you got to ask the rabbi. If it's not halakha, every little thing, shall I do this, shall I do that? First, it has brains. Make your own decision. It's very interesting. It's the opposite of Hasidism. Hasidism, everything you ask the Rebbe, right? Rav Shach was very upset. He said, why are you asking the rabbi every little small thing? Hashem gave you brains. As long as it's not halakhic issue, it's not halakhic issue, you ask the rabbi. Well, you're going to ask the rabbi for every small thing. What did Hashem give you brains for then? He gave the rabbi brains, why did he give you brains? He's going to give you brains as well, so use the brains. People can use their brains. If they don't know, and it's a fake, whatever, but in cases where they know, use common sense. So Hashem gave us common sense. We're going to treat our wives with respect. The wife's going to treat her husband with respect. So it's common sense. What to do? Okay, I'll have to look at it. Okay. So both the husband and wife have to honor their parents. However, the husband comes first in terms of priorities. He has the veto power. That's what the Shulchan says. But once she is divorced from him, she has equally obligations. A mamzer, a person who is a mamzer. Oh, can you imagine? Imagine a mamzer. What it's like to be a mamzer. God help us. Oh, yeah. So what is a mamzer? A mamzer is any child who is born from a prohibited relationship. Not just a married woman, but also from an incest. Any prohibited relationship. That's a mamzer. So say the guy... This woman had a child from her brother, Bar Minnan. Everyone knows, his mom's there. For example, Amnon and Tamar in the Torah. David's half son and half daughter, right? The daughter's half. And he raped her. She never got pregnant, but assume she got pregnant. Child's a mom's there. Does a mom's there have to honor his parents? Can you imagine what a test. Mom's there, Chayav, Chavod Aviv. Imagine. His father's a big sinner. Can you imagine? Son did adultery. His father did adultery. Nevertheless, the son has to. So this is a very important rule over here. This idea that a person's got to appreciate just being born. Today, people don't appreciate being born. People today don't know, I've been born. So who cares? I've been born. Why did you bring me into the world? They blame the parents. Why did you bring me into the world? People don't realize being born is a big, tremendous, like you won the lottery. We're born, we won the lottery. It's not something to scoff at. Why? Because once we're born, we can achieve. Mm-hmm. A person never born can never achieve, can never get schar, can never get reward, can never get olam ba. So being born is the opportunity, it's a gate of opportunities. Hashem gave us an opportunity. So it doesn't matter how we're born. It's not your fault, your mom's there. The child's born. So now he has an opportunity. He says, Amzer, who is a Tamid Hacham, is greater than a Kohen Gadol, who's an Amarit. He can reach a higher level. Mamzer can reach a higher level. So therefore, this son has to honor his parents. He has to have respect for his parents. Imagine having respect for his father. Afilu haya aviv rasha. Bal avirot. Mechabdo mitarev menu. Imagine. Even the father is doing all kinds of sins. The son is not allowed to get involved. You just tell him, Daddy, look what it says over here. Look what it says over here. Well, tell me what it says over here. I don't care what it says. Leave me alone. He has to fear him, give honor him, but not to listen to him. He doesn't have to listen to him to do Avirot. But he has to honor him. He says, give me a glass of water. Okay. Say a bracha. Say a bracha. Give me a glass of water. Okay. So now the Ramban comes along with a very strict opinion. A person does not have to honor his father who is a Rasha. Unless he did Teshuvah. Okay, he brings this from Hagod Maimoni. Okay, so that's a machloket of here between the Shulchan and the Ramah. So the Sephardic opinion is, doesn't matter if he's a Rasha or not, he's left to honor your parents. Okay. The Ramah says, you don't have to honor them unless they do Teshuvah. Very harsh. But again, most people today don't know. So it's not like they're doing it deliberately. Now we come to the opposite. So he said there's a mitzvah to honor your parents. But the parent has to have common sense again. Look at this halacha. A man is forbidden to put his honor too strong on his parents, on his children. In other words, do me this, give me this, give me that. Always asking for things. Go here, run there, do this for me, like a slave. That's not the way a parent should be with his children. Don't be, children are not slaves, right? You agree? Everyone agrees. The lady walked in. Need some backup over there. Children are not slaves. A person should not be, and it's impossible to do this. Oh. Had a kid, a guy over here, just last week. He says, Rabbi, he says, my kid, little kid, he started calling me names. So you know what I did? I took some soap and I put it, made him eat some soap. Put some soap in his mouth. And the kid said to me, Daddy, you're abusing me. The kids and everything. So I said, you made a mistake. Why? You cannot teach your son to honor you. It has to come from a third party. Your wife has to teach your son to honor you, or your teacher, his teacher has to. You can't demand honor. If you demand, that's exactly what the Shulchan is saying over here. You can't demand your own honor. Why? Because then you're gonna trip them up, and they're not gonna honor you at all. So it's lefnei iver lo temeshov. So it's better to forgive one's honor, because a father or mother who forgave their honor is forgiven. So there's a difference between a parent and a king. A king cannot forgive his honor. Why can a king not forgive his honor? It's not his honor. It's the people's honor. So like a prime minister, he can't forgive his honor, even though they treat him like garbage, or the president. In Jewish law, he can't forgive his honor. It's not his honor. He's like the president of the United States, the honor of the United States. You're making a mockery of the United States. But a parent can forgive his honor. Interesting. So the father says, you know what? You call me a name, I forgive you. You're rude to me, I forgive you. And that's the way it should be. Because otherwise, he's going to trip the kid up. The kid says, oh, now I'm a sinner. I insulted my father. I want to do teshuvah. My father won't forgive me. I'm a sinner. If I'm sinning now, I'll do even more. So it's very important for a person to be easygoing with their children. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen. Rabbi Chananel Rakasha Amer. Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu.